You're listening to Rick Kleffel, the Agony Column podcast. You can find additional reviews, interviews, print interviews, and book commentary 5 days a week at trashotron.com/agony. I'm Rick Kleffel here, reporting from the World Horror Convention. Yesterday's festivities started for me with a panel on The Perfect Pitch, a one-man panel held by John Pellin, publisher of Midnight House Press. He had a lot of fun and gave a lot of good advice. Let's listen in.
Will you pitch a short story collection the same way you would pitch a novel?
There would be a degree of differences because I would assume that some of the stories in the collection have been previously published. Hopefully some of them have made Year's Best anthologies or at least the lists or perhaps have won awards. And that type of thing would be helpful to put into the proposal. Of course, selling a story collection to anything other than a small press is extremely difficult unless your name is Peter Straub or Stephen King, you know, Clive Barker, you know. That's real tough. Now, if you are pitching a couple of novels and you have a story collection, tying that in as a package is probably a real good way to go.
In this exchange, the questioner wanted to know when to shut the hell up during the pitch process. Pellin's answer was succinct and, if obvious, at least he made his point with great clarity.
Less is more.
Okay.
You know, we're talking sales 101. Present the product, the reason to buy, shut the hell up.
Of course, sometimes the answers that are the most obvious to give are the most enjoyable to hear.
What are things to absolutely avoid?
I've bought several of your line, and they all suck, and this is a lot better, so... that probably isn't a good idea.
Some of Pellin's advice was quite unexpected, such as when he suggested that you get the editor talking by asking them questions.
Could you tell me more? And actually, you guys will probably all make a lot of money by using that line. Could you tell me more?
So, are you thinking of writing a novel? Are you thinking of writing 3 chapters in an outline, then going out to sell that? Think again.
So don't ever do the 3 chapters in an outline. It's a waste of time. You know, sit down and finish the thing. Now, I'm not a novelist. I got that from Dick Layman. And Dick Layman had a hell of a track record of selling everything that he wrote. So I kind of take that on faith.
And though we're at the World Horror Convention, what we're looking at is nothing less than rocket science. Yes, it proves that the easiest way to sell a book is to write one. From the World Horror Convention, I'm Rick Kleffel for The Agony Column. Thank you for listening.